The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Well, indoor dining in restaurants and cafes resumes today for the first time since last December, with many pubs not having opened their doors since March of last year when COVID restrictions came into effect. Now, our reporter Barry White joins us from Matt the Thrasher's in Dublin City Centre on Pembroke Street. So, good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Who can access indoor dining?
So people who are fully vaccinated or who have recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months will be allowed to avail of indoor hospitality today, along with accompanied minors. And then a late change to the regulations, as we've been hearing on the show this morning. Contact tracing is now only required for the lead person at a table and for solo customers under new updated guidelines agreed last night. And Restaurants Association of Ireland Chief Executive Adrian Cummins has welcomed that late change, and he says today is a positive day.
It is a positive day that we're getting our doors open for the first time for some businesses in 496 days. That's very positive. The guidelines, while they're not perfect, we can build on them. We had more changes throughout the weekend. We lobbied hard on Friday for more changes. It happened late last night. 12:15 last night we received the latest update. And it actually helps businesses more so on the contact tracing side, where not everybody has to provide their contact tracing details. But we need to build on this. We will be back in with government officials again, hopefully this week, to start to negotiate, is these guidelines workable? But we also need to have a set of point in the future. To what position will we get to in order for all the social distancing restrictions, all the measures to be moved to one side? That has to be our ambition now, as the vaccine rollout is ramping up. We're getting to huge numbers of people getting vaccinated, which is brilliant for the society and the economy. But you know, we've a long road to go yet, both from an economic recovery point of view, but we're moving in the right direction.
Cases are obviously continuing to rise over the last number of weeks. Is there a fear in hospitality that this is only going to be temporary?
Well, our talks with government is, and they've always said, when we open you, you're open for good, there's no going back. So we believe now we're in a better position. The hospitalisation levels are not increasing substantially. Obviously, everybody needs to adhere to public health advice. And it's important now that we all pull together as a country and support the hospitality industry, because they've been absolutely devastated, economically flattened since last March. But we are willing to work with the government around all these restrictions to make sure we do the right thing.
So Barry, the COVID certificate, how's it going to work exactly in practice? You've probably seen it in action already.
Yeah, I saw it in action this morning. So customers will have their COVID cert digitally scanned, which will prove they're fully vaccinated or recovered from infection as they enter the premises. HSE vaccination cards and the digital COVID certificate will also be accepted for getting into pubs. And customers will also have to present photo ID to staff to prove their COVID cert or vaccination card is theirs.
Okay, so who's going to police all this?
Yeah, well, that's the big question here, Pat. And businesses have been told that they must have some form of staffing on every point of entry to their business, presumably to make sure no one can sneak in through a different door. Businesses may be liable to fines or closure if they do not check for proof of immunity or refuse access to people who cannot prove their vaccination status. The legislation has assigned the Health and Safety Authority and the HSE as having a role in assessing compliance. And Jimmy Lyons, who owns Matt the Thrasher restaurant, showed me this morning how the QR code for the digital cert will work.
We've been closed since the 24th of December, so we're absolutely delighted to be opening up for indoors today. All our staff are all ready and geared up to go.
What's it been like bookings wise? Is it going to be busy, or do you think
I think it's going to. We had outdoor dining, and we've been blessed with the weather, our Mediterranean weather we've had for the last few weeks. But it's going to take time to build up the business again. And I don't think it was going to be any mad rush or anything like that. We have very good bookings, but it's going to take time, especially in the city centre, to build things back up again.
We're here at the front of house in your restaurant. How is this digital COVID certificate going to work then?
Well, when somebody comes to the door, they will show their digital cert on their phone, or the paper one, and it's just as simple as touching the scanning app, and it's straight there.
That's come up valid straight, on your phone, so yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, very, very quick. Now, we do have to have extra people on to do it, but things will settle down as long as people know what to expect as well coming in, that we have to check both the app, the paper certificate, and person's ID.
Look, I've had some people from border counties messaging me who have been vaccinated in the north. Will you let people like that in if they show their NHS card?
They've proof that they've been vaccinated. They're very welcome to come in.
How important is it that this is permanent now, indoor dining's back permanently? We know cases are rising. There are some fears that this may only be temporary.
I'm not even thinking that way. I believe now at 70% of the population is vaccinated. Over the next couple of months, I believe that's going to go up to 90%. So I'm very confident that we will reopen. We'll reopen safely and follow the guidelines.
So that was Jimmy Lyons, the owner of Matt the Thrashers. You touched on this business of people from the north who got their vaccines in Derry, for example. They will be able to access indoor dining here?
Yeah, Pat, as I said there, I've had quite a few people from County Donegal who work, say, in Altnagelvin Hospital in Derry, and who got their vaccine there, asking me would they be able to dine indoors even though they live in Donegal, because you cannot get the digital COVID cert if you're vaccinated in Northern Ireland. However, if you show your NHS card that shows you have been fully vaccinated along with your photo ID, that will be enough to allow someone to be able to dine indoors here.
Mm. Now, the majority are probably going to open, but some are saying, no, we're not opening, Barry.
Yeah, some hospitality businesses intend to remain closed or to continue to cater for customers outdoors only due to concerns about staffing and policing the guidelines, which some have argued are discriminatory against people who have not been vaccinated. It's thought that around 25% of Irish hospitality businesses will now remain open today for indoor dining. And Grogan's Castle Lounge on South William Street in Dublin said it would continue to serve outdoors only but would not be able to reopen indoors today due to staffing issues. It said it hoped to be in a position to do so in the coming weeks. I spoke to the manager, Donald Smith, a short while ago.
We haven't got the staff, the resources to do it. Outside it's a good bit of work as well, but then you open up inside, then you need two people on the doors to take details and stuff like that as well, you know.
And like many hospitality businesses, you guys have a staff wanted sign up in your window. I was in the city yesterday evening. Nearly every hospitality business is the same. Is there just no interest in pub and restaurant work at the minute?
Since we reopened, we've only had 5 CVs in, so that's since June. So I just can't seem to get any staff at the moment. And it seems to be all over the city. Probably the country as well.
How big of a fear is that then, going into autumn, winter, when I suppose hospitality would normally be quieter?
I think when students go back to work, I think they'll probably go back to college, they'll all be looking for part-time work as well when they do.
Are you hopeful of opening indoor anytime soon, even though you're not doing it from today?
We hope to do it next week, but we just want to see how things go as well, you know. We want to do it right if we're going to do it, you know. QR codes and all that sort of stuff on the tables and stuff like that, you know.
And finally, Barry, do you think there'll be a rush of people looking to dine indoors?
No, Pat, I don't think so. I think businesses are expecting a relatively quiet start to the week. And many of the restaurant and pub owners I spoke to today said they do have availability from Monday to Thursday, but they are expecting the weekend to be busy. And these people on South William Street in Dublin told me they're glad to see the return of indoor dining.
Yeah, it is something that I was looking forward to opening up, and I will visit, yeah.
Do you have any concerns about COVID with indoor dining reopening?
Absolutely not. I think the way the outdoor is actually spreading more COVID, to be honest with you. If you look at the pubs around the area that we're in at the minute, you go down to these about 4 in the evening, they're like sardines outside them. It's hundreds.
Have you downloaded your digital COVID certificate to enable you to get in?
I haven't got it yet. So I've had both my vaccines, but I haven't got the cert yet. Finished in June, still waiting, so I don't know.
I won't be rushing back now, but I am glad for the pubs that they can open, like, because I think they got a raw deal all the way through, you know. And had they have opened them all in the first place, I don't think there would have been many people. Remember, they just opened just for you had to eat, like. Well, I think if they just had have opened, then people would have stayed in their locals. And it wouldn't have spread the way it did, like. I think it was the whole thing of people rushing from one pub, having something to eat, going to another pub, you know, where locals would have stayed the locals. And I think it would have kept it down better, like.
Have you booked anything indoors? Or, like you say, you'll be rushing?
No, I haven't booked.
But will you be going back into a pub or restaurant anytime soon?
Oh yeah, definitely. I go back to the pubs anyway.
Won't be tonight.
No, it won't be tonight. Walk tomorrow. No, but yeah, definitely the weekend. Yeah, I will. You know.
All right, time will tell how it's all going to work out. Thanks to Barry White in Matt the Thrashers. Karen's been on. Went into an empty coffee shop this AM for a coffee and toast. Had to produce my license, email address, mobile phone number, plus vax cert to get inside. I would have eaten outside, but it was only allowed coffee and toast in a takeout format and with all the associated waste, even though last week I dined outside in the same cafe using their own crockery. Nothing's been said about the mountain of waste generated by the takeout culture. Virus common? Sense not, says Karen.